At the time of recording this podcast, we see a lot of things happening in the restaurant industry. Some of them because of the COVID-19, and some of them simply because trends are changing. Our big question today is, what is the future of catering? Okay, in the last few months, we've seen pretty big changes in catering industry, in restaurant industry. So what did you see in your research? What happened and what will happen in the future?
So here, indeed, we recorded after the first 10 main outbreak of the COVID in March 2020. And I think that was just an accelerator. So it didn't actually, we see changes because some people were not seeing what was happening. But it's more like an accelerator. So there is no kind of new company. Uber Eats was existing. Restaurants doing home delivery was not a new thing. Catering moving more into food delivery was already happening. Now, I think when you are such in a situation of a lockdown, which did happen in most of the country in the world, it's going to shift things and shift gears. But yes, what could have been done at that time was already there. It's just it was not to that scale.
It was already happening, just not that fast.
Exactly. So I think here when we talk about the future, we talk about the future which is happening.
Okay. And we're living in the future.
Kind of, yes, yes. and there is clearly a dramatic shift in the restaurant industry. So again, when we talk about the food delivery or the catering, we talk about the things that we kind of know, which is the restaurant industry. So you used to look forward going to the restaurant, and you would go in a big restaurant with a family, with friends, and enjoy a certain aspect. It was more like an experience. And it was not only about the food. It was really like almost, let's say, an event. And then as soon as the lockdown appeared, then any seated event has to kind of disappear or was by law impossible to do. Any big gathering were banned. Includes big events like small events, but also something simple like weddings, dinners.
Exactly.
And also another aspect, which is less seen, but because at the moment where this happened, people and even the scientific, they didn't really know how you would catch that virus and if it could stay on some surface and things. So there were a bit of dramatization of the way you could get it. And the fact that it was airborne was not that clear at that time. And so before really focusing on the mask and things, there were that fear that you could get it from other ways and many other ways. And that had a very simple implication, which something that was super popular in certain restaurants and actually affordable restaurants where the buffet or the salad bar had at least temporarily to disappear. So then suddenly you don't choose what you want to eat. There is someone else picking it for you because you have the fear that otherwise there will be some kind of contamination. Now that's where it's not scientific, because it's very interesting that even though you don't want to pick something in a salad bar, you are still fine to pick fruits and veggies in a supermarket and buy food this way. But yes, there is, this is where you see also when there is such an event, the reaction of people will not always be that rational. Since this aspect, and actually in France, they went back to certain lockdown, in Spain as well, in different countries, Belgium as well. So most of the restaurants, whether they had to close simply for some months, and then after when they reopened, they couldn't have as many tables that they are used to. And I think we talked quite often on this podcast about the importance of a certain percentage of occupation for restaurants. And then when your business model is that you need to have 50 seats that night, to work at 10 or 25 just doesn't work. And also because in the meantime, we didn't see the rent for spaces going down, which actually could have been logical, but it wasn't, and it's not the case yet. So it means that it's the business model in itself which is in danger. So the business model of restaurants, the way we know them, is in danger. And to compare, you can see that the movie industry and the movie theater are in danger because of Netflix. So it's the business model in itself. The same as before, you would have, you know, the video renting video company, and then it completely disappeared. So sometimes it's really the business model in itself that's in danger. And one thing is that in the rush, in the lockdown, without too much thinking, people think, oh, it's better to get money than to get no money. So without a thinking of how much they will earn, some restaurants went rushing into home delivery. And I would say, if I may, in the worst possible, because they went to Uber Eats, Deliveroo, all those companies, taking a crazy amount. And again, you were mentioning the food cost. When we did the percentage, you knew that 30%, it's a huge amount. So that business model was an opportunistic business model from some platform during that period of time, but it's not sustainable. So anything which is not sustainable will collapse or will stop. Like, this just can't work. Like, a restaurant cannot prep food, package food, have it sent to you without making money. At some point, there is a reality will kick back and say, guys, there is something wrong. When we see things that are going to disappear, the big restaurants will have hard time, because I think also it creates a kind of fear, and I don't see people rushing back to those big events until a good year. So in 2021, I would hardly see people being proud to go to a dinner with around 100 person. I think the salad bar and the buffet, for things, as I said, that are not rational, even though it was a section of the industry working very well, will have a hard time, and mostly will be replaced by someone serving you. Wedding should keep taking place, but I don't know how the festivities around those will evolve. This is kind of hard to...
Yes, especially now, because they allow, at least in Croatia, about 30 people maximum, I mean, at weddings.
But so, and in that, for me, what people don't see, because it's a huge growth at the moment, the delivery, the way it's done today, will disappear. Because this model was based on restaurant making money and having the delivery as a service. So they didn't really care about making money out of it. Now, if this become a very central stream of revenue, they will not be able to afford to have someone taking all the revenue. It just doesn't make sense.
In Croatia, here we have everybody on these kind of apps. All the restaurants, they took the business model of other companies and they use them to deliver food. Do you think it's
a desperate move? And I don't get it. I mean, how do you enter in a business when you know you lose money? That doesn't make sense. And it's a bad news for the clients, because if people think, oh, it's great, I get my food, I will tell you, this is bad ingredients, bad preparation, team not paid. So the quality of the food that you are going to have this way is really bad. Because, as you said, the only adjustment will then happen on the food cost, on the staff. So you will have an unhappy person working in the kitchen, and they were not that great before. And even worse, than the ingredients. So this is also something where the client has a role to play in this. And actually, people should realize that we are creating something that we don't want. Well, at least I don't want. And I don't, of course, don't do home delivery because I have 2 feet, so I'm able to walk.
Yes.
But more than this, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want that basically a driver, which actually is creating pollution, will be paid more than the food that I'm served, just because I'm too lazy, whether to cook or to move my ass and to go to a restaurant. It's insane. It's really insane. And I think sometimes there is evolution, right, but those evolution doesn't mean that it's something that we are looking for. So people should react and say, look, that pizza is worse than a frozen pizza that I would eat in my oven. So it's not good. It's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's time to rethink the model. It's time to rethink in order that a restaurant, even if they evolve, they need to have a new business model where they are making profit enough in order to pay their staff, to pick good ingredients, and to work. And like any person working, they deserve a revenue. And it calls for a rethinking of the distribution channels and action with the clients. So distribution channel, what I mean by this is that it's unlikely that we will go back anytime soon to very big indoor restaurants. So the way we value the real estate or the restaurant in the past is going to shift. So I think we would select sometimes the restaurant by its indoor design and interior design. And this will, I think, shift. Well, shift. So, and also the interaction you have with the restaurants will change. But I don't think that the home delivery via platform is the great way to go.
But that means that then it's very important for the restaurants to create a strong brand on the online platforms.
Or on their own platforms. So what I think is that they should not subcontract something which is so important. They should not give the list of clients to another platform and don't have it. I think this is, and long term, it's a misunderstanding. Like, to not control the interaction with the client is a big mistake. People were doing pop-up to have a database of client. And now they put that database of clients in a platform that will say in the very short future that they own it. This is insane. Also, the rethinking is that the relation to a restaurant will be different. Of course, hygiene is going to be a bit dramatic in the year to come, as safety and things like that. But I think, as anything, there are opportunities. I think it's a time for new offerings. I think that you can do niche menu way more than before. People will look for meal plans. You can, I've seen some restaurants and even good restaurants like Three Star Michelin offering organic baskets so that you give a meal, but also you give some seasonal fruits and veggies and then people will adjust around it. I think that's very smart because it tells a lot about how you source your ingredients.
Interesting.
It's a win-win. Like, you, by offering baskets, will have bigger quantity. So you get a better price, you secure your relation with your suppliers. But then for your clients, it's something interesting where, they still want to make their own salad. They still want to do some dish. They still want to eat some fruits and things. So I think for me, apps should be developed by the restaurants. And apps are becoming easier and easier to develop, but, or at least they should be personalized so that pre-order, the planning could be done on an app. And sometimes people should be able to choose pickup and delivery. Because if you really like a restaurant, mm-hmm. you will be very happy to go there and pick up your stuff. Hopefully, there will be a new offering and new thinking. The evolution for food delivery is already huge, growing, and it's already a big share mm-hmm. of the restaurant business. So it's 43 billion, the food delivery market, and it's going to be 76 yes. billion in 2022. So it's basically doubling. And that's why when we say the future of catering, we think the sense of the catering as more to client than to business, because the catering to business and all mm-hmm. the events and things at the moment is shut down. So indeed, we are talking about the future of catering as the sense of the food delivery market and how this will shift for the restaurants and the previous company doing mostly catering. And one aspect, which has a lot of names, is the ghost restaurants, the dark kitchen, the cloud kitchen, things like this,
mm-hmm.
where basically you would have under mm-hmm. one roof multiple cuisine that can be developed under one lab, and this will be delivered to you. You have a business and you are in your niche of, since you are Ivor, you are doing raw food, let's say. Okay. But you have a friend who is doing comfort food, vegan. I'm talking at the moment only on plant-based. Okay. And then you have a friend doing some kind of junk food. And then like burgers, things like this. Mm-hmm. And imagine that all those together can actually attract a similar audience, meaning that people, when they do a party or at home and things, some they want healthy food, some they want without gluten, some they want really junk food and or more comfort food, mm-hmm. let's say traditional Croatian cuisine, such and such. So the idea would be in one order, they can get so different specialty cuisine and niche cuisine. Now, this could mm-hmm. be interesting because everybody is happy and then you enjoy your time and you play video games. Sounds like the end of the world.
Exactly.
Now, this may be some futuristic, but actually it's existing already. So I took one example mm-hmm. and I think it's very easy to check because the name is the same as the .com. It's Kitchen United.
Kitchen United, okay.
In America, that has been backed by Google. So they have quite a lot of investors and money. The future is already happening. We actually think it's the future. It's actually now, happening now. So those kind of kitchen where for restaurants, there will be a leverage of the labor cost. There will be apps that are provided and you will rent a space. Sometimes they can even clean the kitchen for you and things. And you will use this as mm-hmm. a way to just make your food and have it delivered. This is happening. And you won't have to invest in the mm-hmm. whole lab and everything. So for me, it's a good news in the sense that if it's a way to avoid the wrong system at the moment, which is that a delivery platform, which they don't pay well their staff. It's not sustainable. The restaurant is not making money. It's a wrong system. Like nobody is happy mm-hmm. and the client gets shitty food. I just don't get it. But I think if we look at what we do, which is plant-based cuisine, okay, whether it's by pickup, whether it's by delivery, whether you can do meal plan, whether you can do specific food, whether you can provide some basket, there are a lot of opportunity. And things are changing because, yes, tomorrow we are not going to open a 100 square meter restaurant in the center of Zagreb. I think this is sure. I think this is
exactly
not happening. First, because of the COVID as well. Hygiene has become a lot of work. So of course, those labs make it easier to have all the utilities, the trash, the pest control, cleaning chemicals, the deep cleaning, mm-hmm. the license from the city will be given to those mm-hmm. labs, where then when you work there, you don't need to redo it yourself. And as you know, in places, I guess Croatia mm-hmm. is like everywhere in the world, it can take a lot of time to get those licenses. You will have all mm-hmm. the tech and the marketing yes, also provided, where you have your customer, your client's relationship, your data. And as you know, controlling this is super important. So the CRM, the customer relationship management, for me to subcontract this is completely mm-hmm. insane, because that's where is the value. So absolutely. Your customer, your data. When you do marketing, the lead, the customer lead should come to you as well. So for me, the marketing and, mm-hmm. and the storytelling of your restaurant still needs to remain yours and not on someone else. And then, of course, infrastructure mm-hmm. equipment to have secure private kitchen space, standard equipment, and the storage. This, I think, is something that's costly. And if you can leverage it and share it with others, that can be smart. As anything, when you have a big event like this, it's also time for opportunity. So I think there are good things coming. But if mm-hmm. people are smarter, and there is one thing you cannot go opposite to your business model. And when a restaurant were a place where yes. The client relationship was so important, you cannot negate this and let it to someone else. So customer relationship will and has to remain a huge part for the restaurant.
Priority.
For any catering business, you make the food and you tell your story. You do something unique, so you need to be in relation with your client. That's why I think that Kitchen United is a better opportunity. It's a better future mm-hmm. than the delivery platform as we are seeing them at the moment. And I think also there are other opportunities. So I really think that people that they have the same value, the same vision, they do organic. They can do different cuisine, but in the same place to basically reduce their inevitable mm-hmm. cost and running cost. So I would never work in a kitchen which is not plant-based 100% for a lot of reasons. So,
of course, yes.
But if then people that are using that, so let's say I love the breakfast, the brunch, the lunch, and then I don't work there in the evening and someone is doing more like dinner delivery. If we both share the same thing, we are into organic food, we are into 100% plant-based, would make all sense that this cost, we can share it in mm-hmm. order to minor it, and then we can deliver better quality.